The journey to the secret place. In this journey, we don't travel by air, land, or sea. But when we travel on our knees as the vehicle, the Word of God as the driver, we will arrive at our destination, the presence of the Most High. A realm where we don't need weed to get high, but the Holy Ghost who keeps us high. It is in Him we make our journey there.
There is a place I want to go. There is a place I love to be.
You build your temple inside of me. You put your spirit inside of me. And you give me your word to run with. And you give me your word to run with.
This is where I make my journey.
In you, I journey.
Holy Ghost, this is how I make my journey.
In you, I journey.
You see, impartation is good, but process is better. Impartation is good, but process is better. In this journey, there is such a place called Atula. In this journey, there is such a place called Atula. India, for facial expression must become a reality in you. One, the face of a lion, who speak of your boldness and confidence in God. Two, the face of an ox, we speak of your service, work, and dedication in the house of God. Three, the face of a man, we speak of humanity and caring. Four, the face of an eagle, which gives you the ability for you to have a keen vision for the immediate and future happenings around you. That Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3 should not just become a theory, but a reality and an experience in your life.
In you.
I journey with scripture. I journey with prayers. I journey with scripture. I
There is a place I want to go. There is such a place called Yah. In Job chapter 28, verse 7 and 8, he said, there is a path which no fowl knoweth, and which the vulture eyes have not seen. The web of the lion has not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed through it. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither has it entered the heart of any man. Is a realm. There is a place prepared. The Holy Ghost will do something to you.